With a country, a planet, edging closer and closer to the abyss, the value of Mountain Film to create a better world grows in importance. But how? Certainly not by some fairy godmother waving a magic wand. It happens through the blood, sweat, and tears of a band of dedicated doers, through the untiring efforts of people at the wheel, such as Executive Director Sage Martin and Festival Director Crystal Merrill, now in her second year on the job. Crystal has, though, worked for Mountain Film since 2013. This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. Really delighted to be speaking with Crystal about the 2026 happening and more. Crystal, thanks for taking time out of your crazy schedule to join me.
Thank you, Susan. I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you. So, what drew you to Telluride in the first place?
Well, believe it or not, it was a festival. My background is in still photography, and very early in my career, I worked for a photo festival based in Palm Springs, and I got a call one day that there was someone who was looking to start a photography festival in Telluride, and I looked it up, and I have a lot of roots in Colorado. I had a lot of family here, so I had kind of been looking for an opportunity to come back. So when I got the call, I decided to volunteer for the photo festival. I drove, my first time coming to Telluride, actually drove an old RV that I was borrowing, and this was pre-Google Maps. And the MapQuest, I must have printed out at the time, but it took us over Dallas Divide, which is obviously a not paved road, and I thought, wow, this place is really remote. And then it was only later that I learned that it's actually paved. There's a paved way to go to Telluride. But, of course, the first time when I drove into town, I was just, like, absolutely blown away of how utterly resplendent Telluride is. I mean, it's just magnificent. So that's what originally drew me here.
Thank you for that answer. So you've racked up nearly two decades of work experience in festival production. What about Mountain Film called you to exercise your skill set in that organization?
Well, organizing events and festivals is not for the faint of heart. It takes an entire year to plan this one special weekend at Mountain Film. So I really like to be busy and juggle multiple priorities. I don't sit idle very well, and I also like to solve puzzles, which I think that's what festival programming and planning is all about, is coming up with, you know, what can we do, how can we make it amazing, and putting all those pieces in action. It's really just such a tremendous honor to be in this role as festival director, because I get to have such a special opportunity to see incredible films and meet so many wonderful people. So, I mean, all in all, my heart is in festivals, and then it's really about the films and the people and this community, and especially the place in Telluride that keeps me going.
Thank you for that. But what specific, I mean, you carried a number of roles inside that organization. You know, how has one fed into the other, ultimately leading to your festival director now?
I think it's mostly just that I do like to, I'm an organized person. And like I said, I like to solve problems. So when it comes to seeing the bigger picture of all the different details that come together to put on an event, I just like to think about how we can do it the best way that we can. But the other piece of it is, when you're planning a festival, it takes a whole team of people. And we have such a wonderful team that I get to work with. So, I mean, I think it's all of these things. My love for film, my appreciation for festivals and Telluride, and also just the terrific team of people that we work with to put it all together, I think is what makes this whole thing work.
Okay. Mountain Film is known for not resting on its laurels, of which there are many. It is an ever-evolving phenomenon. As director, what do you see as Mountain Film's greatest strengths, greatest accomplishments, greatest challenges? In short, after all these years working at Mountain Film in different roles, how does Mountain Film continue to enthrall its followers?
Well, I love these series of questions, because I think it's really important right now to think about where Mountain Film has been, where we're going, and what the future can really look like. So Mountain Film, we're in our 48th annual festival that's close to 5 decades. And when Mountain Film first began, it was really the first of its kind, focusing on mountaineering and climbing films. There was not the opportunity to come together in such a place to see films like this. So we really have kept our roots over the years, and we've expanded our programming genres. And now we do so much more than just films. It's speakers, it's guests, it's going for hikes with North Face athletes. It's all of these things that really makes it special. But I think the one thing, the very strong through line that we've had with Mountain Film is our programming principle of celebrating indomitable spirit. And I think that's what really makes us special. And you've seen that throughout the years with the different festival directors that Mountain Film has had, and that the ones that have come before me have all shaped the festival in such special ways. So I think that we're really unique in that we are so much more than films. It's about experiencing. It's about how to make the world a better place. There's a strong take action piece. And so I think that's something that makes us unique and sets us apart. As far as challenges go, our world is changing so fast. Obviously, we know that technology is moving at such a rapid rate. There's so many demands and distractions for people these days, and taking the time to come to Telluride on a busy weekend is not easy. I think streaming is a tool that's really incredible. Obviously, the ability to be able to watch films at home, but it's something that is still so important to come together and experience film together. So while it's, it can be something to look at as a challenge, I also think that's the reason why people should still come to Mountain Film to experience film together. And the other thing with Mountain Film that's really special is that you benefit from our curation and connecting with other pass holders. We all know that because Telluride is such a unique place because you have this opportunity to bump into people and, you'll be standing in line grabbing a coffee or waiting to load into a theater, and you could be standing next to the film's director, and it's just so special how intimate it is. So I think it's so important to still continue to come together and experience these films and get to meet the protagonists and the directors that make these special films happen. And not only that, hear from leading brilliant minds that are working to solve some big challenges in our world.
What a comprehensive answer. Thank you so much for that. Now let's get down to what some people might regard as the real nitty-gritty. Of course, we understand you love all of your babies, but would you please share a sneak peek or two about some of the highlights of the 2026 program, including guest director, key speakers, and a few films that just knocked your socks off but might get overlooked in the crowd?
Well, this is great. We're so excited about all the different pieces that we have coming together this year. Our guest director this year is Christina Mittermeier, who is phenomenal. She's a photographer. She's a conservationist. She champions causes. She's the founder of Sea Legacy. She has just a tremendous body of work. So we're so excited to welcome her. She has been involved with a few films that we're going to screen this year, which we'll be announcing our programming soon, so everyone will have to stay tuned for that. But we have over 100 films we're screening this year. They're all fantastic, so it is really hard to pick out a few, but to highlight a few of our world premiering feature films, a film that we're going to screen that's very timely is called Burn Scar, about wildfire in the West. As I mentioned, Christina Mittermeier is involved with some films. The film that she's working with and championing is called Captured. For those of you who are interested in the rich legacy of climbing and Yosemite Valley, there's a film called Frost we have the opportunity to premiere. That's about the legendary mountaineer Tom Frost. That's going to be a world premiere. And I think that's a film that really reflects some of Mountain Film's early days and the people that would come here. So that one we're proud to screen. There's also Paper Town, Strength to Wait, and The Lost Cache. Those are all features that we're going to be premiering, which is so wonderful. We always have a few surprises during the festival. Uh-huh. Something else I wanted to highlight is we are going to be showing all 4 episodes of The Dark Wizard at Mountain Film this year. There is some promotion going on about it. It's a 4-part series that's going to screen on HBO that's about Dean Potter. Dean Potter had a big presence with us at Mountain Film. Many people and attendees might remember when he joined us at our Ice Cream Social back in 2014. And we will have guests in attendance for the screening, so I think that one in particular will be really special for this community to show together. And then we have our incredible speaker series. We have five of them this year. We also do Doc Talks, which are conversations that are more geared for filmmakers and industry professionals, though if any of the topics resonate with anyone, you're welcome to go. But those just really do a deep dive into important issues that are happening in the documentary industry, which is changing so quickly these days.
Yep.
So, and then on top of it, we have just a wonderful slate of coffee talks. So there's so much going on at the festival, and I hope I know people will walk away with something that they enjoy and hopefully feel inspired.
You just gave me a segue to my last question. So in the face of this increasingly unhinged world, what message do you want to send out about the 2026 event or from the 2026 event?
Yeah, I love that. Well, our mission at Mountain Film is to inspire audiences to create a better world. And this year's symposium theme, I think, will really center on that issue. The topic this year is called evidence-based hope. And a lot of the symposium theme this year is inspired by Christina Mittermeier, guest director, so you're going to see her vision throughout this conversation. But we think hope is a necessity right now with so much going on in the world. We know from all the horrific wars that are going on to just this crush of endless technology and media overload. We invite everyone to join us at the festival, hear from change makers who are working to improve the lives for people on this earth, and those who give us hope for a brighter future. I think Mountain Film is just such a special festival, and it's a beacon of light. And among all the film speakers, guests, it's really going to be inspirational, and hope everybody leaves with some dose of hope for a brighter future.
I mean, amen to that, Crystal. What a wonderful answer. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Crystal Merrill, who is the Festival Director of Mountain Film. The 2026 event is the 48th edition of Mountain Film. Don't miss it. Crystal, thanks again for your time. It was wonderful talking with you.
Thank you, Susan. We really appreciate it.